two structure fires keep the Haines Fire Department busy this weekend, and former Senator Albert Kukesh recovers from a heart attack. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Volunteer Fire Department responded to two serious fires this weekend. The first was Saturday evening when a cabin at 6 Mile Mud Bay Road, or about a half mile past the Letnikoff Cannery, was destroyed by a fire. Fireman Al Badgley said a neighbor heard an explosion and discovered the 16 by 20 foot cabin engulfed in flames. 10 firefighters responded, along with 3 EMS responders, but no one was home at the time and no one was injured. Badgley said the wood-framed house with cedar siding was fully involved by the time responders arrived. The cabin is owned by Matt Champol and Megan Sherman. They are out of state, but the house was being subleased by 3 women, including Sylvia Hines. She said she was grateful no one was home at the time because on most recent evenings, at least one of the 3 women has been asleep by 9 p.m., but on Saturday, the friends were out listening to a live band.
That was Katie's response. She's like, wow, I never thought I could say that dancing literally saved my life.
Hines said all the women's belongings were destroyed, including gear used for river and heliskiing guiding by 2 of them. The 3rd woman from Germany was also staying at the cabin and now has to replace her German passport, which was destroyed in the fire. But the support and help they've received from friends in the community has been overwhelming, Hines said.
Stuff is stuff. It doesn't matter. But people on Haines are just so wonderful and supportive, and I'm really grateful for that.
Friends are also planning an event this weekend at the Fort Seward Lodge to help the women replace some of their belongings. Badgley said the exact cause of the fire is undetermined, but there were no candles or open flames in use, and the cause is possibly electrical. The fire department left the scene of the Mud Bay cabin fire after 4 a.m. on Sunday, and 3 hours later were called out again to a fire at a storage unit behind the Eagle's Nest Motel in Haines. 17 responders arrived at that fire, which Badgley said was caused by a wood fire heating system in the storage area. The system heats the motel, but the storage facility is not attached to the motel, he said, and there was no damage to the motel. Badgley said there was significant damage to the storage facility, including to boats stored there for the Chilkoot Lake summer tours through Alaska Eagle Tours. Shane and Janice Horton own the motel and tour company. Janice Horton said Tuesday they expect to replace the boats and equipment necessary to keep the tours going by summertime. Former State Senator Albert Kukesh remains in an Anchorage hospital after suffering a heart attack Monday. His daughter Elaine says the 64-year-old Kukesh was in Juneau preparing for a trip out of state when he called his wife saying he was having chest pains and was going to the hospital. His wife also was in Juneau and was able to fly with him. He was stabilized and flown to Providence Hospital and Medical Center. The eldest daughter of Mr. Kukesh's 5 children, Elaine Kukesh, said she planned to travel to Anchorage Monday evening to be with her dad.
My sister and I are heading up tonight, and then my other sister will head up as soon as she can. And, you know, just keep us all in your thoughts and prayers. He's a tough guy. He just never sits, even when he's sick.
Kukesh is the current chairman of Sea Alaska's Board of Directors. The corporation released a statement Tuesday saying doctors plan on keeping Kukesh sedated until Wednesday. A Democrat from Angoon, Kukesh served 16 years in total, 8 as a representative and 8 more as a senator. His district included Haines, Kluckwan, and Skagway. He was defeated by Sitka Republican Bert Stedman after parts of their southeast districts were combined during redistricting. Kukesh also serves as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives Board. And catching up on some other news that happened over the long weekend, numerous interviews and physical evidence led state troopers to arrest a 14-year-old cake boy they believe is responsible for the death of 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard. That's according to Deputy Commander of the Major Crimes Section for the Alaska Bureau of Investigation. Matt Lichtenstein spoke with him Saturday night and filed this report.
Lieutenant Rex Leith is the Alaska Bureau of Investigation supervisor on the case. He says they arrested the teenage suspect around 11 Saturday morning after 10 days of collecting evidence and interviews.
We conducted quite a few interviews in the community and also at the scene of the crime found some key pieces of evidence that had different kinds of biological evidence on them. And also when we communicated with the community and identified who we thought could be one of our suspects, we went and contacted that suspect and did end up serving some search warrants at the suspect's residence and acquired more pieces of evidence.
Investigators provided that evidence to the state crime laboratory. Leith says the lab's work and additional information from interviews ultimately led troopers to take the boy into custody. The arrest comes 10 days after a community member found 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard's body in an entryway to Cake Memorial Presbyterian Church late at night on February 5th. Leith says the suspect was compliant and troopers were able to interview him. Leith would not say whether the boy admitted to the crime, but the Bureau is confident he acted alone.
I can tell you that based on the information we collected, as well as the interview, we have what we believe is confirmation that we have the right suspect.
You don't believe anyone else was involved?
No, we do not.
Authorities have not made public the actual cause of Mackenzie Howard's death, but they have treated the case as a homicide from the beginning. The state medical examiner later confirmed it was homicide after an autopsy. State troopers from Juneau and Ketchikan, as well as investigators and crime scene technicians from Anchorage and other communities, went to Cake to work on the case. Because the suspect is a minor, Leith said he could not release his name or the specific charges that are pending against him.
All I can really say is that we have a homicide. And we have one person we believe is responsible for that in our custody now. And so in the adult world, we would assume if someone did that, whether it was accidentally or intentionally, there'd be obviously corresponding crimes we would list there. With a juvenile, while the same elements are there of a crime, it's a little different because a juvenile is goes before a judge and is considered for delinquency, not necessarily the crime that an adult would have been charged with. So it's a little different. Same seriousness, same consideration as far as the state goes, but we can't really put a label on it per se.
Leith says it will be up to the Division of Juvenile Justice to decide whether the charges against the suspect are made public. The boy was being transported to a juvenile justice holding facility and was expected to go before a judge in Ketchikan over the weekend. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And now to basketball. The Girl Glacier Bears fell in their long road series over the weekend. They started in Metlakatla on Saturday and Sunday, losing 28-49 and 21-41, respectively. The Glacier Bears traveled to Craig the next day and lost 31-56. They play Craig again Tuesday night with a game to air on KHNS at 7 p.m. The Boy Glacier Bears also fell in their games against Metlakatla at home this weekend. The junior varsity team lost 34-25 when junior John Gross had 10 points. On Saturday, the team fell 40-34 with junior Isaac Wing scoring 16. In varsity games, on Friday, the Haynes boys were ahead 23-20 at halftime after senior Colin Taylor had 4 3-pointers in the first half. The Glacier Bears then went scoreless in the third quarter as Metlakatla scored 20 unanswered points. Taylor's 12 points led Haynes, and junior Justin Swinton had 9. The final score was 53-30, Metlakatla. Saturday was senior night, and the team recognized seniors Russell Clark, Chris Olson, and Cullen Taylor. The Bears fell 65-33 in their last game of the season. Swinton and sophomore Keanu Lynch had 10 points each. Senior Glacier Bear cheerleaders Samantha Lowe, co-captain Rosie Martin, and Kristen Gann were honored on Friday night. The Skagway Panthers traveled to Toke for a tournament over the weekend. The Panthers fell to Effie Cochran in their first game by 1 point, 63-62. Skagway then topped Toke in the next game, 67-57, and fell by 1 point to Fort Yukon, 60-59. Trevor Cox was the high scorer for the Panthers in the tourney with a total of 60 points over three games. The Panthers host their final home games on the 21st and 22nd against Yakutak, and then travel to Angoon on the 26th and 27th, followed by a series in Cake at the end of the month. The Dick Hotch Memorial Basketball Tournament also took place this weekend at the Haynes School. The Kluckwan Chilcats won the tournament in Sunday's championship against the Harbor team, 79-66. The Chilcats trailed 36-34 in the first half, but went on a big run late in the game with consecutive three-pointers from Jesse McGraw, Stuart DeWitt, and Jason Enright. Enright is the JV coach for the Metlakatla team and was in town for the high school games. The Chilcats and Harbor played twice earlier in the tournament and split those games. Tournament coordinator Larry Sweet said the level of play with the teams was competitive.
Yeah, it was a real good tournament. The level of play was just phenomenal. I mean, the teams were so evenly matched. We didn't have, you know, what as in years past, we didn't have one dominant team. So, you know, this year's tournament was up for grabs. And the Chilcats came through with it.
Andrew Frisk of the Chilcats was the tournament's top scorer and most valuable player. There were four teams in the tournament, Clukwan Chilcats, The Harbor, Southeast Warriors of Juneau, and Haynes Merchants. Whitehorse and a second Juneau team did not attend due to weather and travel delays. The Skagway team was not able to attend either, Sweet said. Their flight to Haynes was canceled due to weather, and they were going to take a private boat, but then Sweet said the boat captain and team came down with carbon monoxide poisoning as they were getting ready to leave. The boat captain and the team received treatment at the Skagway Clinic, Sweet said. Skagway Fire and EMT officials did not release any information on the carbon monoxide poisoning, citing patient confidentiality, but Fire Chief Jeremy Simmons said it's good to remind people that houses aren't the only places where carbon monoxide detectors are an important piece of equipment.
If you do have any sort of combustible heating appliance, you should have a carbon monoxide detector. And really the same goes with boats. Especially if you're going to be anywhere that's unventilated or like a lot, you know, even here, though it's practically windy all the time, it's good to have a carbon monoxide detector on your boat.
For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Matt Lichtenstein and Krista Kilsmeyer for help with this report. Thanks for listening to local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.